horse.
Their horse.
Yeah, and when you're talking about setting an alarm clock or something, you say, well, I have to set it for 6 o'clock so that
mm-hmm.
I'll...
get up.
Yeah. Now, if you're kind of, you know, sitting in a chair, kind of drowsy, and somebody comes over you, shakes you, that you say, well, now, why did you go and...
do that.
You say, oh, that crazy thing, he came and...
give me a shake.
Yeah, and then called the message. I'd say, I wasn't ready to...
wake up.
Yeah, something like that. And he, now, if a doctor gave you some medicine and then he came to see you and he got all over you because the bottle's still full, he'd say, now, why didn't you...
take that medicine?
And then you say, well, yesterday I...
took it?
And then you say, now, if you won't get mad at me tomorrow, I'll...
take.
Now, if a person can't hear at all, you say that person is stoned.
Death.
And now, when you've been working hard and you've been outside all day, you might take your wet blouse off or something and say, look how I have
sweated.
And now, this is about a sore that'll come up on you and it'll have a discharge.
Yeah.
Call that a...
arising?
Yeah. Now, the stuff that comes out of that...
that's pus.
And a lot of times if you get, oh, like you get your hand infected and it starts getting bigger than
uh-huh.
it ought to be, you'd say that your hand...
and swollen.
Uh-huh. And, like if you had hit it or something, you'd say, well, I hit that thing with a hammer yesterday and it just...
hurts.
Yeah, something like that. Now, if somebody got shocked, you'd say that they got a bullet.
Bullet wound.
Mm-hmm. Boy, you're so good at this. Isn't she good at this? Mama, she
yeah.
just knows all the answers to everything. And now, if that wound didn't heal right or something and it got this kind of white around the edge, you might have to burn it.
Call it infection.
Mm-hmm.
Got in it.
Have you ever heard that called proud flesh?
I've heard of that, but I don't know if I ever seen any of it.
Uh-huh, I have.
I don't think I ever did.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's sometimes if you get a little cut on your finger, you put there's something on there that turns red.
It's iodine.
And now, used to be that they would give people these pills for malaria. They'd be called, I don't know if you ever had malaria.
Anybody I never did have
ever
it.
Have it around here?
Never.
Now, if somebody that you knew and they were alive yesterday, but today they weren't, you'd say, well, last night he...
he was alive.
Mm-hmm. And so I guess he must have...
passed away suddenly.
Mm-hmm. And if you didn't know the cause of the death, you'd say, well, I don't know what he died.
Died from.
Uh-huh. Now, a place where people's buried is called a...
cemetery.
And the box that they bury them in...
is a coffin. Or a casket.
Mm-hmm.
I never could hardly say coffin. That always sounded horrible to me.
That sounds horrible, doesn't it?
I'd a lot better say casket.
That's what we learned, though.
Yeah.
Again, with a coffin.
Yeah.
And they made them, homemade ones.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they made them.
Uh-huh.
Now, the ceremony, like at the after somebody died at the church or at the graveyard, it's called a...
after, you mean after?
After they die, before they bury them, they have to...
well, they just call that preaching the funeral.
Uh-huh. And when somebody is just real upset, when they get really worked up over death of the family, and like they just cry, and you say, well, those poor people, they're really...
really taking it hard,
mm-hmm.
I guess,
mm-hmm.
that would be what you'd say.
Or mourning or something
yeah.
like that. Now, if somebody comes up to you and says, how are you today? And, well, you feel all right, but it's not too good. You have a lot of aches and pains. You